compress the root file system on the RAM. I know if that makes sense. Excuse my English, but I think you can get the idea. Then I this Union FS, Union FS system, which you can, on a system that is read-only system, you can write. So Linux Live Streams provide that Union FS. So I tried to build the distribution with this script. I wrote a how-to. You can find it here. And it's not like, easy to do, but see how it works.
Do you think it was simpler than using a Knoppix remastered CD?
I have to do
Okay.
Well, Canopics use a kernel and image scripts that are hacked and are not like stock kernel. And I'm trying to, this DSS Live is using a stock kernel, which is pure Debian, and you don't have to hack anything. You just, it provides a, provides you with the, what is called deliver. It's some bash scripts, so you can execute those on any of the 11th Debian architectures. And it uses DevConf to configure all the hardware. And Canopics use
its own.
C'est que ça c'est tout rien à faire. C'est que l'écran est très très brillant et personne ne l'est moins là.
show you here in the computer, and now you'll be able to see it. That it was in the live stream. I was going to show you some demonstration, but I don't know, maybe later if you want to see it here, or maybe, I don't know, I have some time, I'll show you here and maybe you can see it. This is in Catalonian language, because it was in the live stream. This distribution is think to be developed with well, this distribution seems to add the embedded tools and based on using Linux is a distribution that you can run on no MMU systems. And I try to get the developers tools, emulators tools, and debugging tools. What is MMU? It's Memory Management Unit. There's systems that don't have a memory management units. Which is like on the embedded world, it's like the lower level, and for you can use programming, needs to be replaced by VirtualBox, because memory mapping is a little different, and the standard Linux distribution to use with these systems is called UC Linux. And MMU systems is just different, and it's like the home desktops. And UC Linux also works with MMU processors. On this screen, I have a tool change deal with Linux, GCC, GDB, ELF to flat, because on MMU less systems, it can execute ELF binaries, it needs to execute flat binaries, and you have a root file system emulator. And also, these are some of the architectures that you can run this code. So Motorola, ARM, Spark, Hitachi. But one of the developer's tools is KDevelop. You can program on C++. In Unix, and has a GPL license. And, there was example, you have templates, and maybe you know more of it than me. Also, this is an emulator that I like. It's a Motorola emulator, and I had a ROM compiled with UC Linux, and then you can run it on that PDA. I add my application. You can see on the live stream. actually need the hardware to buy hardware. You just have you can try your portability of the code and try it with the emulators. There's also QEMU, which Scratchworks is using QEMU to run the application. For debugging, you have the GNU debugger, and then you have a debugger server, which put debugger server, it's a code that you put on your hardware, and it communicates with GDB on your home and your host platform. So you can debug on the hardware target. And also, what a lot of embedded developers end using the printf. You know, you have some trouble on your code, and you use that printf. A lot of you run. Your program, you do use that. And then there's a graphic debugger, which is a front end for GDB. It's GDB. And you can compile program. And then you can debug the program communication. Just run GDB server on that. That's the target. Run the programs, and then you run DDD with this command and connect to the. This is because we did a talk about this on this in the live stream, you know? And here, this like quick start, if you just have to do the CD-ROM, press the F case to check options, watch the X window with the X windows start. In your computer, you might watch it here, the projector didn't work. And then you can see the tools, these cross compilers for ARM, cross compilers for Motorola, and KDevelop. You can integrate KDevelop to develop for your tools under KDevelop and cross compile. You have these different tools, the emulator. The root password on this line. Here is the presentation I showed you before. And here you have a link to the project webpage. And well, yeah, that's about it. So if you want to see it, maybe you can get closer here. Or if you're interested on this, you can come over and we could talk about it. And if you have any questions, try to answer.
On the live stream, KDevelop, is it already configured with the emulators?
No, not. But it would be a thing to do. But well, I have a paper. I have a paper on. I don't know if I put it in the live stream, but I know I have it, so probably I'll go in there someplace. The live stream is not very tricky, so I need to work on that too, to tell people clearly where things are. This is a starting project.
What's the size of the image?
This is a CD room size.
Yeah.
So it's about 600 megabytes.
Yeah, it's full.
Yeah. But the problem is that I wanted to include the Scratchbox, which is another distribution.
Yeah.
Under that distribution, I want to include UC Linux sources so you can compile those. And I wanted to include a lot of things, so I probably leave that CD and DVD. And now, if you connect to the web page, I have some problems because my university don't want to that much traffic to go by the line. I don't know why. I have to solve that. And I have to hold the download. So you probably can download it. You connect it now.
Are you moving that project somewhere else, no?
I'll probably be moving it. The image probably moves to SourceForge.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure about it. Maybe to another university or. I don't really know yet. That's it.
Maybe not. do you just count on really development boards that come from companies, just our own development boards? What do you work with?
What do I do?
Yeah.
But yeah, this was for a subject that there's in my university. I thought that building something like that would be helpful for the students that come after me, so they can learn a little bit. And what I developed with boards, I used to work with a Power PC board, like the picture I showed you before. And it was a voice over IP. I had to add SMMP protocol. It's a simple network management protocol. And I have my little toys, the Nokia 770, CSR, and a Game Park. It's another video game console, uses ARM processor. And well, I work with that, but I'm not contemplating that in the lifestyle. Trying to get like a learning platform more than a hacking platform. Well, that's it. Thank you very much. I'll be around here today and tomorrow. If you have any question, yes, come to me.
Well, we're